Vistara was playing not only with her own life and reputation, but with those of her father, of her very lineage. If she failed to turn Ben Skywalker and enable the defeat of his father, then Gavar Kai would bear the brunt of the reprisals from Lord Vol and the rest of the Circle. And if she actually was swayed by the persuasion of the boy...
"It will not stand," he said aloud.
He stood in the center of the eyrie. It was quite dark inside. Uvak were diurnal creatures, and enclosing them in a dark space usually put them right to sleep. He had kept the door open, and a small patch of moonlight was the only illumination. Inside were two tall columns, vanishing into the darkness. The roof, now firmly shut, was retracted during the day, and the beasts were allowed to fly, within limits. A collar affixed to their legs would emit a painful shock if they drifted too far from home. There were two Uvak in the Kai family. Gavar had one, and Vistara, when she was much younger, had honored the family by causing a hatchling to imprint upon her. Tick, she had named him, for the clacking sound his beak had made as he crawled out of the shell. Gavar had watched the hatching, had watched his daughter exert her will to make the creature come to her instead of to another Sith youngling. She'd loved Tick. He had known, as she did not, what might happen to the beast when Vistara had chosen him to bear her to the temple for her apprentice training. When Vistara had arrived at the temple, her new master, Lady Rhea, had appeared about to give an order to have Tick slain. Vistara reacted properly by not protesting. Lady Rhea, pleased, had spared the beast. It was an old tradition, a sort of hazing never spoken of to those who had not already experienced it. Kai had known to expect it, and when he had been asked afterward if he wished to recover Tick from the temple, he'd realized his daughter had passed her first test. He gazed up at the column that served Tick for a nest. Kai used the Force to enhance his ability to see in the dark. From this vantage point, Tick seemed to be slumbering deeply. With a slight tweak of the Force, Kai leapt upward, landing softly beside the Uvak. Tick was curled up beak to tail, his wings folded over his body like a blanket. Kai watched him for a moment, then glanced at the other pillar. His mount was also asleep. Kai extended his real living hand to the other Uvak and gently, unobtrusively, guided the creature into a slumber from which she would not awaken for several hours. Satisfied, he reached out to pet Tick's long, sinuous neck, sending calm to the creature. Tick stirred slightly, opened one eye, and made a rumbling, purring sound before closing the eye and falling even more deeply asleep. Tick had been a loyal mount, serving Vistara well as she had served the Sith well. Gavar Kai no longer knew if she did so or not. There was a snap hiss as he lit the lightsaber. A soft red glow bathed Tick's sleeping features. A heartbeat later, the Uvak's head toppled down to land with a thud and a slight crunch on the stone floor. Tick's eyes were still closed. The death had been accomplished with no pain to the creature, and Kai was glad of it. Tick had done nothing to warrant suffering. Kai extinguished the lightsaber, nodded to himself, and force dropped to land gently. He could sleep now.